So as we go to the table of the Lord this morning, this is a follow-up, a continuation, if you will, of Psalm 77. We have at this table two elements. A cup of wine and broken bread. They are designed to not focus on the cup or the bread, but on what they represent. They are but symbols. The substance is Christ Jesus, wherein he instructed us that when we partake at this table, we do it in remembrance of him. In 1 Corinthians 11, 28, and I think it's a poor translation, and I think it's led to much error or misunderstanding at this table. It says, "But let a man examine himself." Well, that's what the psalmist was doing in those first 10 verses of Psalm 77. And what did he come up with? So troubled he couldn't speak. But he remembered God. He called to mind the right hand of the Lord. And at this table of grace, we look through these symbols and remember Jesus. The right hand. Of the Lord. Or, if you will, seated. At the right hand of the Lord. And we remember that we, by God's grace, are placed in him. And what we examine is not ourselves, but that testimony and life of Jesus Christ. And when we do this, then do we discern what God in Christ has done for us. For this cup represents his life. It says, the life of the soul is in the blood. And this cup represents the life, the perfect life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who, having lived, and the only one who ever lived in the flesh perfectly and that perfect life was given for us. That we might be redeemed or purchased to God again. And that all by His grace. We take this cup, not focusing on ourselves, but on God and what He in Christ Jesus has done for us. We lift this cup and we understand, not because of us, but because of Jesus, we are restored into God's family, into God's right hand, where there is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. Take it with thanksgiving in Jesus. Amen. This bread represents, as Jesus said, His body, which was given for us. That psalmist said, "This is my infirmity." Isaiah 53 says, the fourth verse says, and I'm going to give you the best translation I can, "Surely He has borne our infirmities." And carried the pains thereof away. Oh, the grace of God and His instruction to us that we at this table especially put our focus on Him and what He has done. For it says, speaking of our infirmities, that with His stripes we were healed. An act of faith with focus on God and what He has done, in spite of circumstance. We can reach up in the midst of our circumstance and by faith say, as we take this bread, with his stripes, we were healed in Jesus. Amen.